Welcome back inside our locker room chats on KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Time now to talk about the girls basketball with head coach Nate Bowen. It's about the girls have had a tough start to the year. Went up against Marysville last Friday, a 48-43 loss for the Sabetha girls, and then a buzzsaw with Wamego on Tuesday night, a 52-29 loss for the Lady Jays. So, Coach, kind of a couple tough opponents here to start the year. I know you kind of wanted that, seeing some tough competition early to get you ready for the league schedule, but overall, just what have been your thoughts?
Yeah, it is it's a tough start to the season, and we do like that to see where we're at. Marysville last Friday night, I really wasn't totally sure what I was going to get in a game situation with really only one returning varsity player, and man, we got off to a great start. I think we were up 17-5 after the first quarter, and just playing with confidence, playing aggressively, and the things that I've seen that we're capable of in practice, we really just showed there in that first quarter, and then Marysville had a good quarter right back at us and tied it up by half, and then it was kind of back and forth from there, and had a chance to win it at the end. A lot of girls, I think it played 11 girls, and all of them contributed in some way. But Marysville just made a couple more plays at the end than we were able to, and did come out with the victory there. But it was really a great start to our season, and just to playing hard and competing for 32 minutes. Last night was a little different story. Wamego was really good, and they got a lot of girls back from last year. They were really good last year too, and they kind of gave us a knockout punch early. They were up 15-0, I think, to start the game. We had some wide eyes and some. Just a lot of learning going on. I've heard coaches say before, you're either winning or you're learning. Well, we did some learning last night. So it's going to be good for us, too, in the long run, but it was rough during the time.
Yeah, I know you talked to the first two games. You played 11 girls in both games. One girl you haven't had is Mary Luker. You're hoping to get her back here in the next couple of weeks. How much is having her back going to do for this team?
Well, I mean, she's extremely skilled. So that the skill will help. She can help us handle the ball. She's a good shooter. She's quick and athletic, so that'll help. But also just the presence of someone else with some varsity experience. She's been in the battles all of last year, playing in every game for us. So just having another person that we can kind of breathe easy when they get the ball, feel good when she's handling the ball, when she's taking care of it along with Emily, will be helpful to all of us. At the same time, it's been good for us when she's been gone. Because other girls have had to step up and increase their roles and be able to do some of those things while she's not there, and I think that's going to make us a better team in the long run.
And you look at it here to this week, you'll get into Big 7 league play starting on Friday, a tough one on the road at Holton, always a tough place to play. Game you can watch live on the Holton channel, msesports.net. But, Coach, wish you the best of luck here against Holton on Friday, also Riverside next Tuesday. Good luck. Thank you for taking the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.